following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm here, Jesus. I'm here. I can barely hear you, Jesus. It's so loud here. It's so loud. There's so much wind and rain. And right now I'm between two buildings trying to get a little cover. I'm not really understanding the point of this, Jesus. I don't understand why do people need live coverage of the hurricane on the radio. I'm not sure I understand. Fall off of a cliff and fall on your...
This show is a well-oiled machine.
Oh. Pizzas shaped like penises.
That's gold, son.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
F***ing Christ. Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's a weird little misfire. Wake and bake with Stoner Jesus, January 6, 2017. We're live, motherfuckers. Live on CannabisRadio.com. Podcast on StonerJesus.net, of course. St. Peter's Spear. A totally and completely different person slash character than St. Peter. He's going to be in here doing his winter poem any minute now, because this is the time, as I look over into the little booth, it is now empty. It's been empty since earlier. But now is the time scheduled for the St. Peter Spear fucking poem about fucking winter. Also, Profiles in Death with George Michael coming up. For that, St. Peter will be in here, who, again, is a completely different person from St. Peter's Spear. Two totally different people. Also, some celebrity news as well. So we've got Carrie Fisher, Mariah Carey, apparently Chris Brown, and Soulja Boy got beef. Soulja Boy. You may think I'm saying Soldier Boy, but I am not. It's Soulja Boy, and it has a U in it. He's beefing with Chris Brown. They're beefing, son. Oh, that's coming up. But again, I await the arrival. I look over there again. There's nobody. St. Peter's Fair is late. Fucking never ending misery. The misery is never ending. A lot of stuff going on. As I said, just we got more. We got the video stuff we're trying to work on and get together. We have more giveaways coming. It's just so much. We have a problem with the fucking Christmas special. We have to do a Christmas special 5 days after. And that's like I said before, how that works in with, like, you know, it doesn't go well for the video because of the microphone issues and the video's hooked up. Why am I putting myself through all this? Well, we do have awesome sponsors. We get the word out about them. You should probably just fast forward. Fast forward through the segments. And get to the commercials and listen to those and support those people, and those are great products. And then you know, skip all this filler in between. So, hey, look, St. Peter's Spear has entered the little booth. He moves just as slow as St. Peter. I don't know if that's a fucking coincidence or what. God damn. I don't have all day. I literally do not have all day. We're in the second hour here. Oh, fuck, man. Just fuck. Just sit the fuck down. So St. Peter Spear is here. He does poems, as you may know. He's going to do a winter poem. A winter poem. Let's see if this music's going to work. That's nice. Hold on, let me turn on your microphone. Is that okay, Peter?
Yeah, that sounds good. Can you bring it back to the beginning, though?
I think so. Hold on. I think I know how to do that. Let me look back there. There we go. Okay. I'm sorry, St. Peter Spear.
Yeah, that's right. Address me as St. Peter Spear. I'm not St. Peter. That's a different person.
Right. Okay, so you ready with your winter poem, St. Peter Spear?
I am, dickhead. Just hit the music. Right. The wind, it doth blow cold, like a cheeky wench, expensive and old. I trudge the streets to and fro. My special senses guide me where to go. In search of she, I seek my maiden. Ready to go with gifts, I am laden. Yet thy streets, they do not relent. I fear when I reach my destination, I will already be spent. The wind is fierce, and it doth hammer me. But up ahead mine eyes doth see thy abode of ill repute, a warm receipt for my shivering nectar shoot. Once inside thy structure, not a fire burns. Wenches huddle together for warmth. My doppelwing yearns. I find a saucy piece, her hips inviting, but not a fire with someone lighting. I try to use my pickle hose, but when I unsheath it, my haughty staff, it doth froze. Fuck thou, winter.
Wow. It was deep.
Yes, it was.
But basically it was about you going to a horror and it was cold, so your dick froze.
Well, I mean, Jesus, I don't know why it's supposed to be like subtle. It's supposed to be subtle. Like, you're not supposed to, like, get it, like, lay it out there for everybody like that. It's supposed to be, like, you know, something they think about and then they get later. It's like, you know, culture or whatever.
Culture. About your dick freezing.
Well, yeah. You know, you done ruined it now, Jesus. Fuck you. This is bullshit.
I'm sorry. I thought it was obvious. Well, let me stop that. You're going to be back next segment. We're doing the Profiles in Death on George Michael. You going to tell your story?
I don't know, Jesus. I don't know. I mean, you going to let me tell my story? Or, like, when I tell my story and, like, do it my way, you're just going to, like, tell it your way afterwards and just, like, you know, put it out there?
I don't know. I might. It's my show.
I mean, just, you're ruining my art. You're ruining my art, Jesus. And I won't be here next segment. That'll be St. Peter. I'm St. Peter Spear, you dumb motherfucker.
Okay, so for now, St. Peter Spear, I'm going to turn your microphone off, and then you can go to St. Peter and bring him in, and we'll do our segment. God damn. What'd I say before the segment? It's never ending. It's never fucking ending. Anyway, sorry to yell. We do have Profiles in Death on George Michael coming up, celebrity news as well. And like I said, if we have time, hopefully The fried penis story. Got to get to that. Wake and Bake with Stern and Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com, January 6, 2017. Don't you go nowhere. Biznatches. That's right. That's slang.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
My guests say Razzie Berry. We're talking about nature, naturopathic medicine, as well as the concept of prevention and preventing disease.
Empower people to live a naturopathic lifestyle. Get to know your body, understand its rhythms, remove toxins, and use natural alternatives whenever possible. 90 to 95% of cancers are due to environment and lifestyle risk factors. That's a huge number. That means that cancer is preventable.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the host of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
We love it!
I'm Radical Russ Belville, inviting you to join me every weekday on CannabisRadio.com for The Russ Belville Show. It's the NPR of POT. We bring you the latest marijuana headlines, cannabis analysis, drug war data, activist interviews, radical rants, and your live calls. Join me every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, live only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Aw, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. January 6, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. We do it live every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on CannabisRadio.com. For podcasts, go check out StonerJesus.net. You can also find links to the YouTube and the Facebook where we do live stuff. Did some stuff on Periscope earlier. That's at Stoner, for, Stoner Jesus 420 on Periscope. Just like the Twitter at Stoner Jesus 420. Now, in the little booth where St. Peter normally is, he has returned. St. Peter Spear has left. So now this is just St. Peter. God. He's here. Do little profiles on death. As you know, it's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament. Met a lot of people, done a lot of things, and we tell those stories. And profiles death. Whether someone is already deceased or they're recently deceased, if myself or St. Peter had any kind of connection to them in the past, we tell that story here on the show. And George Michael passed away late last year. Copyright reasons, I can't use any George Michael music. But this is supposed to be retro cheesy pop. It's from the 60s. I can't believe they have any 1980s music. Hold on, let me go search 1980s music. If they have 60s, why not 80s? Give me some 80s, man. This is the 70s. There's 80s. Energetic rock. That's not what I'm looking for. 1980s fun, happy, positive disco snowballs. There you go. It's even Christmassy. Nice. So anyway, Peter. So anyway, St. Peter, you apparently you had a connection with George Michael in the past.
Jesus. As you know, it was like 1982, I believe it was, if memory serves me correctly. We were thrown off the air for one reason or the other. Probably something you did.
I'm sure.
Yeah, well. Anyway, I went to England for a little while. Went to England, I spent 4.5 months as a manager for, like, singers and bands and stuff in England.
What?
Oh, my God. I was, like, a manager and stuff for bands in England for 4.5 months in 1982.
Hey, you weren't.
I was. Jeez, I bring you the fucking proof. You mean bring you the fucking proof?
I think you should.
Well, anyway, like 4.5 years, I was a manager of, like, you know, like, bands and shit. Or 4.5 months, rather, in 1982 in England. And I for, like, 2 months, I managed Wham, which is, like, George Michael. And another guy.
You don't remember the guy's name?
No. All I remember was George Michael. It was George Michael and some other guy. They were Wham.
You managed them for 2 months, but you don't remember the guy's name.
No, Jesus, I don't.
Okay, keep going.
Well, anyway, I like, you know, I did a lot of coke back then. Back in the 80s, a big coke decade for me. So, anyway, I used to do a lot of coke, and then, like, I would crash from, like, you know, the coke. But also, as a side effect of doing so much coke, I kind of developed a little bit of a stutter. So, you know, I was always falling asleep, and I was always stuttering and shit. Well, one day, like, we were at the hotel or whatever, and George Michael and What's-His-Face were going to go out and, I don't know, go shopping or suck a dick or something. But anyway, I was, like, you know, I was, like, really crashing from this cocaine. I knew they were gonna go go out, and I didn't like be there left alone. I wanted to go with them. But I was gonna take like a nap or whatever. So I said to George, I remember saying to George, hey George, wake me up before you go, because of the stutter. I said, wake me up before you go, because I wanted to go with him, you know, I didn't want to be there left alone. I was crashing for the cocaine. Anyway, long story short, Jesus. A couple years later, that song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, was like a big hit, and I haven't seen any money for that. And, you know, now George Michael is dead, I thought it was a good time to bring it up, that I deserve money for that.
That's your wonderful memory of George Michael? He owes you money for Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Yeah.
First of all, man, I don't believe that story. I don't believe any of that.
Well, I mean, I have proof.
Right. I'm sure you do. Is that it?
No, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what else you want. Jesus said, you have a fucking story about George Michael? I said, yeah. That's my story about George Michael. Wake me up before you go-go. That's my idea.
Well, even in your story, it wasn't your idea for a song. It was just something you said.
Well, still, he used the money.
Is that it?
Yeah, Jesus, the fucking story's over. Fuck you. You've been fucking pissing on my shit all day. So just go fucking, go George Michael yourself.
What does that mean?
Just, God damn it. Fuck you, Jesus, I'm leaving. Fuck you.
I don't know. George Michael might. Was that? Okay. So that was Profiles in Death. It was weird. But I guess to be fair, most of them usually are. We got some celebrity news coming up. A lot of shit going on with celebrities, apparently. Wake and Bake. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, January 6, 2017. We're live on CanvasRadio.com like we are every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Motherfuckers, come Wake and Bake with us. Celebrity news coming up, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you by Celebrity Dildo. Make sure you check out that Celebrity Dildo banner on stonerjesus.net or just go to celebritydildo.com. Celebrity Dildo has released a new and exciting range of premium silicone dildos that have finally combined the two worlds of novelty and function. Celebrity dildos are made of premium medical grade silicone. They're firm yet flexible and velvet to the touch, durable, non-porous, odorless, hypoallergenic, and let's face it, they are just a great conversation piece. If you want to check out Celebrity Dildo, go check out their banner on stonerjesus.net and follow them on all their social media networks. Celebrity Dildo, awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Make sure you check them out on stonerjesus.net.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Cash?
Sorry.
I don't carry around cash, and I don't want to use the ATM and pay surcharges.
You don't need to carry cash. Haven't you heard about PayQuick?
Okay, tell me about PayQuick.
It's the safe and easy way to pay. It works just like your debit card to securely pay for your purchase, and it gives you rewards points every time you use it.
Nice.
PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted. Available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
Mindful of sustainable practices and limiting their environmental footprint, Sansal Hemp is always grown outdoors, as nature intended. By starting with uniform genetic profiles, Sansal ensures the plant will maintain its optimal performance and yield consistently throughout its life cycle. It is through innovative processes that Sansal is able to achieve pure whole hemp extracts and meet industry requirements and the level of quality desired by many of their customers. Healthy plants, healthy people. SansalCBD.com. Improve your lifestyle naturally.
The cannabis business industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back with Stoner Jesus, January 6th, 2017, the first show of 2017. A little over a half hour away from high noon in the east. Welcome everybody listening live and on podcast. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. Podcast, of course, on StonerJesus.net, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, CannabisRadio.com. So many different places, so many ways to listen. There's also a page on StonerJesus.net. Says, listen to the Stoner Jesus Show. Has links to all the different ways. The myriad and various and mysterious. Well, not mysterious, because they're linked. As I said, they're just ways to listen to the show. And podcasts or whatever. But you can only listen live Fridays, 10 a.m. Eastern, on CannabisRadio.com. Now for celebrity news. It's from EW.com. It's Entertainment Weekly. Celebrity Apprentice ratings fall sharply without Trump. And I'll be honest. Because apparently, Arnold Schwarzenegger took over as host of The Apprentice, the Celebrity Apprentice, for Donald Trump. And I guess it didn't go well. This is something I was aware that it had happened. Like I heard the other day, is like Arnold Schwarzenegger was a new Apprentice guy, and I was like, what? Apparently, it didn't go well. NBC's two-hour premiere delivered 4.9 million viewers and a 1.3 rating among adults 18 to 49 on Monday night. That's down a steep 44% in the ratings compared to the reality show's previous opener back in 2015. NBC points out, however, the show faced heavy competition for male viewers from ESPN's Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl coverage. They also think due to Trump's ongoing connection to The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice, and maybe some of the boycott of him has some effect, but that really never happens. So it's just people don't like Schwarzenegger doing it, apparently. And apparently, Trump had something to say to Arnold Schwarzenegger on Twitter. This is from the Washington Post. I hate the way they do these stories on the Washington Post. It's fucking annoying. They do it backwards. President-elect Donald Trump is taunting Arnold Schwarzenegger for bringing in low ratings in a spinoff of Trump's old reality television show Celebrity Apprentice. In an early Friday tweet, Trump refers to himself as a ratings machine and says Schwarzenegger got swamped by comparison. He tweets so much for being a movie star, and now compare him to my season one. I mean, say what you will about Donald Trump, but you have to admit it's going to be entertaining. And what I don't get is, like, everybody's like, well, you know, Trump should stop tweeting because he's president now. You don't abandon what got you to the dance. That's a saying, isn't it? I think so. You don't. You ride the horse that got you there. It's another saying. You know, everybody said the whole time that, you know, Trump will never win and it's a joke. And they always underestimate him, which I don't see how you can do that. Underestimate a billionaire that has one talent above all others, and that's promoting himself. Same way he was underestimated. He wasn't going to win the nomination. Then he won the nomination. He wasn't going to beat Hillary. And then he beat Hillary. And the whole time he's been tweeting whatever the fuck they want. Whatever the fuck he wants. Why is he going to stop now? What can you say to him that says, hey, this isn't what you should be doing? Because he can come back with, well, look, motherfucker, you told me I shouldn't do it during the nomination of the primaries. I whipped everybody. I whipped 17 fucking people. They said I shouldn't do a bunch of shit when I was running against Hillary. I did all that shit anyway, and I still won. I'm going to keep doing the shit I want to do. Donald Trump is not someone who was used to being told not to do something. So he's going to keep fucking tweeting. He's going to keep doing what he wants to do. And, I mean, if as far as success goes, well, he's president of the United States. He wanted to be president, and now he is. I don't know. Apparently, Schwarzenegger responded. He quotes President Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address, "We are not enemies but friends. We must not be enemies." Are they friends? I have no idea. The former California governor says the president-elect should work hard, as hard to represent all Americans as he did for TV ratings. Schwarzenegger tweet, "I wish you the best of luck and I hope you work for all of American people as aggressively as you worked for your ratings." So basically, Schwarzenegger was like, you know, we're cool, bro. This is where we live in, man. This is it. Also, other celebrity news. Of course, Carrie Fisher passed away. Apparently, she had filmed all of her parts for the new Star Wars movie that's supposed to come out later this year. So she'll be in all that. And then, I guess they'll kill her off in Star Wars at some point. What's some other stuff I fucking wrote down? Mariah Carey. Oh, Mariah Carey's New Year's Eve performance. Let me see if I can... You might not have seen it. Where's the ain't the fucking video of the thing? Ugh, it's so hard to find shit. Since it was like 4 or 5 days ago, or yeah, 5 or 6 days ago. It's just Mariah Carey talks about her horrible New Year's Eve performance. This is from RollingStone.com.
It's New Year's, baby.
That's
okay, you guys.
Says she was mortified. Why? I hate videos like this. They just play music and they make you read. She was mortified by the performance. She said, "I'm of the opinion that Dick Clark would not have let an artist go through that, and he would have been as mortified as I was in real time." She said, "All I can say is Dick Clark was an incredible person. I was lucky enough to work with him when I was first started in the music business." She says he never would have, basically he would have been on top of it. And they were not on top of it. Dick Clark Productions denied any wrongdoing and pushed back against a separate accusation leveled by Carrie's representative, Nicole Perna, who issued a statement saying the company set Carrie up to fail. Dick Clark Productions said to suggest that Dick Clark Productions would ever intentionally compromise the success of any artist is defamatory, outrageous, and frankly absurd. In very rare instances, there are, of course, technical errors that can occur with live television. However, an initial investigation has indicated that DCP has no involvement in the changes associated with Miss Carrie's New Year's Eve performance. Mariah Carey says, not going to stop me from doing a live event in the future, but it will make me less trusting of anyone, of using anyone outside of my own team. So basically, everybody's blaming each other. Where the fuck is the video? I can't. Does she have all the videos scrubbed from? Does she have all the videos scrubbed from the internet? Does Mariah Carey have that power? Holy shit. Entertainment Weekly has a video. Is that another one of the videos where they just want me to read while they play music? It is. What is that? I'm supposed to read while they play music. What the fuck's going on? I'm going to put up with this bullshit. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, Chris Brown and Soulja Boy. Those news stories disappeared, too. Look, I'm too late. I bet if I put in Soulja Boy, it's S-O-U-L-J-A. As I said before, you might be thinking I'm saying Soldier Boy, but I'm not. I'm saying Soulja Boy. This from CBSNews.com. Chris Brown, Soulja Boy, to settle social media feud in the ring. A social media war between Chris Brown and Soulja Boy will apparently be settled in the ring with the help of boxer Floyd Mayweather. Both hip-hop stars have announced they've signed off for a 3-round bout that will be televised on pay-per-view and promoted by Mayweather's companies.
Cha-ching!
Well, somebody needs some money. Apparently, two somebodies need some money. Soulja Boy says Mayweather himself is training him for the fight, which he says will take place in March in Las Vegas. Brown also said on Instagram that the match was set. The feud between the artists stems from Soulja Boy's liking of an Instagram picture posted by Brown's ex-girlfriend, Karrueche Tran. Really? I knew whatever the reason was would be stupid, but to be that stupid, and I don't know. I guess, yeah. I mean, an Instagram, like an Instagram picture of someone's ex-girlfriend. Now they got beef. They got beef on social media, and now they're going to make pay-per-view money. And Floyd Mayweather's going to make some pay-per-view money. Them battling for 3 rounds. Yeah, FoxSports.com. The pair have been publicly feuding since Soulja Boy liked an Instagram picture of Brown's ex-girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, on January 2nd. This, I don't know. I mean, I guess. Soulja Boy apologizes for acting out after ugly feud with Chris Brown. I guess they're still going to box. And then apparently he issued an apology and then said he wants to make music with Chris Brown and a bunch of other people. Dude. Like I said, somebody needs money. Apparently Soulja Boy he needs money. He's got problems. And he's like, hey, I need my name out there. So I'm going to like this picture on Instagram. I'm like this picture. I'm going to get Chris Brown pissed off. And that'll be cool. And then we'll box and I'll make some money. Be dope. The dope shit. Other stories. And celebrity news, which are not quite as appealing, interesting, I guess. Conan producer. I used to like Conan. I used to watch Conan all the time. He said on potential changes, there's not enough time to do it all. Jeff Ross tells IndieWire that things will stay the same in 2017, but an eventual format switch could help the Kona team focus on growth areas like digital and their travel specials. What does that mean? Thursday, told IndieWire, executive producer Jeff Ross, discussions haven't even started yet on a new contract extension for O'Brien. He's got 2 more years. They're brainstorming long-term plans as the show's travel episodes began eating up more of their time. And I think he went to, like, North Korea, and apparently he's going to Berlin, or he did go to Berlin, or something. So apparently there's going to be some kind of format change. They got a fucking news story out of that? This is a long-ass news story, too. Out of just that, there may be a format change sometime, some point in the future. See, there's the things that make me hate celebrity news. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx were spotted holding hands after ringing in the new year together. Aren't they having a kid together? There's a news story about them holding hands. Greta Van Susteren left Fox, went to MSNBC, and Megyn Kelly left Fox and went to where the fuck she went. Where did she go? NBC News. So, I don't know. That's it for celebrity news. I can't take any more. I can't take it. There's always the drop off. There's always the drop off. VDJ Sexy, he said in the chat room that Mariah Carey was horrible. Yeah. Shit happens. If Dick Clark were alive, that shit wouldn't have happened. He'd been on top of that shit. But I'm Dick Clark, bitch. Let's fix this shit. As promised, the fried penis story coming up. That's right. You know you've been waiting the whole show to find out what the fuck I'm talking about. You're going to find out. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, January 6, 2017. We're live on campusradio.com. About 20 minutes till high noon here in the East. Stay tuned, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. I have a question for you. Do you like extracts? Of course you do. We all do. But getting quality product can be such a problem these days. Have you ever considered making your own? Well, Terp Extractors has equipment for every skill level from beginners to advanced extract artists. They offer the highest quality equipment, and they back it up with their industry-leading training and tech support. They carry everything from bi-directional closed-loop systems to tabletop rosin presses. Make sure you visit their website at terpextractors.com. That's Terp with 2 P's, and let them help you get on the path to extraction. Make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. And make sure you please check your local laws before purchasing. That's TerpExtractors.com. That's Terp with 2 P's. Or simply click the Terp Extractors banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on sternjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on sternjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to
know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Seeking a career in cannabis? Ready to become the next great budtender? Increase your knowledge, skills, and higher ability with a Trichome certification today. Trichome Institute is the only cannabis education company in the world with courses that include textbooks, workbooks, an expert-approved and government-certified curriculum. Trichome now offers these courses online. Take the courses at your own pace with 24/7 live human support from anywhere in the world. These courses are perfect for physicians, pharmacists, MMJ parents or patients, adult use customers, and most of all, aspiring budtenders. The course includes full access to the cannabis industry's largest job board and even includes resume building help. Register for online courses with the cannabis industry's educational leader in science, education, and training. Visit TrichomeInstitute.com today.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
The National Cannabis Industry Association presents the Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Register now at www.seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418. The NCIA Seed to Sale Show, the largest cannabis business event to be held in Denver, will host over 2,000 cannabis professionals and focus on innovations and technology in cultivation, infused products and extraction, and sales strategies. The show will recognize the best in the industry with the Cannavation and Cannatech Awards. Register before January 6th for $100 savings at seedtosaleshow.com. Use the code RADIO15 for an additional 15% off. Plan your experience now for the NCIA Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st. Seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestle trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Everyone deserves the medicine they need. Aaron's Premium CBD Essentials and CBD Nectar products are made from plant-based organic ingredients, grown and processed in the United States. Our unique formula of coconut oil and coconut water, infused with CBD oil, is ideal for all skin types and provides maximum relief. Aaron's Essentials was formulated by 9/11 first responder and stage 4 cancer survivor Aaron Sieber. As a cannabis connoisseur, Aaron began making and using his own lab-tested medicinal cannabis products to help relieve the side effects of his rigorous cancer treatments. Visit www.canisaurbrands.com for more information on Aaron's Essentials and learn how you can pay it forward. That's CANNAISSEURBRANDS.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes. Oh, yes, we're just about done. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, January 6, 2017, live on CannabisRadio.com. As promised, I've been talking about the whole show. the fried penis story. I know what you're saying, Stoner Jesus, what the fuck is a fried penis story? Just tell us already about the fried penis story. I will. He's so fucking rude. This is from NewYorkDailyNews.com, NYDailyNews.com. A homeless man was indicted Tuesday for killing his Bronx lover, authorities said. Court papers show that Jerry Pagan, 32, confessed in grisly detail to murdering 68-year-old Richard Reed. He told detectives that before authorities intervened, he had planned to eat his victim's penis and chop his head off. Quote, I stabbed him with a knife and hit him over the head with a hammer and cut off his penis and put it in the sink, Pagan said to cops in a videotaped interview, according to court papers. The accused killer then added that he, quote, was going to fry the penis up and eat it too. Pagan, handcuffed and wearing an orange jail jumpsuit, appeared calm in the Bronx Supreme Court Tuesday as he pleaded not guilty to murder and manslaughter charges. His lawyer declined to comment afterwards on whether he would be presenting a psychiatric defense. Yeah. I think he's got a good shot at a psychiatric defense. He's got a good case. WorldStarHipHop.com is dominated by this Soulja Boy thing. There's so many of these videos. Soulja Boy in training, and Los Angeles gang doesn't like him. We'll start here. Soulja Boy threatens to knock out Chris Brown after being called a snitch. WorldStarHipHop.com. Let's get deep into the saga. We got a few minutes here. It's very important.
Any nigga that want to telegraph bullshit because they need
That's
to
Chris
look,
Brown.
They broke. And number one, you're a snitch. I ain't going to do all that jawjacking so you can write your report, Officer Soulja. So I ain't gonna do all this talking. We gonna see. Street niggas know that if you get arrested, you're on probation for a weapon or whatever, all that gangster shit you're talking about, and you get out less than 24 hours later, you told.
Hey, Chris Brown, you a bitch, nigga. When I see you, I'm gonna beat the fuck out you, nigga. You think you hard because you hit Rihanna, nigga, because you beat Rihanna up, nigga? Do that shit to me, puss-ass nigga. The fuck wrong with you, nigga? You gonna call my phone on FaceTime. Talking about some, oh, why you liking Carucci pictures on Instagram, man? Why you liking Carucci pictures on Instagram? When I see you, I'ma catch the fade. I'ma knock you out. I'ma run. Nigga, this Fruit Town Paru, nigga. You ain't even good in the hood, nigga. We from the same hood, nigga. I'm bumped, and nigga, when I see you catching the fade, nigga, I'ma knock your bitch ass out, nigga. You got me fucked up, nigga. Officer Soulja, what, bitch? I got caught with a Draco in a 30 clip, nigga. And I spent that check for the best fucking lawyers to get me out of jail, pussy ass nigga. Nigga, I done shot niggas before. You see what the fuck on my face, nigga. When I see you, Chris, I'ma beat your ass. And Carucci don't want you, nigga. She don't want you, you lame ass nigga. Stop snorting so much coke, nigga. Pussy ass nigga. You a fuck nigga, bitch.
Okay, I can see the appeal of this now. I'm down. I'm down with it. Yo. Chris Brown challenges Soulja Boy to a boxing match. This other one says Soulja Boy confirms he'll be fighting Chris Brown live on pay-per-view. I don't know. I'm just going to play him. It doesn't matter what order it's in. It has to be chronological. You just fucking play him. They all got to be good.
Chris Brown will be fighting. I signed the contract. I just got off the phone with Adrian Broner. Everybody betting their money on Chris Brown going to be disappointed when I knock light-skinned, punk, pussy, bitch-ass the fuck out. Chris Brown a bitch, and he snort crack. He snort cocaine. I seen it with my own eyes. He snort cocaine off of SSL boards and studios. So I know he weak. So y'all better bet y'all money on Soulja Boy. Y'all got me fucked up. I see people. Who y'all think I'm winning? Chris or Soulja? Everybody, Chris. Why? Because he beat up Rihanna? Because he punched Rihanna in the fucking face over and over and over, so you think you could whoop me, nigga? I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not going to let you play with me. I'm going to knock your bitch ass the fuck out, nigga, on my mama. So fuck Chris Brown. And shout out to Floyd Mayweather.
Fuck Chris Brown. Shout out to Floyd Mayweather, homie. What's up? This is good shit. I don't know if this is different. Chris Brown challenges Soulja Boy to a boxer match, and Soulja Boy accepts. I don't know. Like I said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're probably all good.
Third day of New Year's and all that shit. Notice how nigga ain't posed this shit, going out there loud and all, doing all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas gonna do all this motherfucking indicting and fucking snitching and shit. You did all this shit just so I wouldn't whoop your ass. AB, we got that boxing gym. I give you 3 rounds, soldier. 3 minutes. 30 seconds when that adrenaline run out, you're gonna have to deal with that nigga that been training. So, we both know that you know what I do. I don't talk shit. This shit is beneath me. I'm gonna bring black people together. But you gotta get your ass whooped, my nigga. I'm gonna be real with you. Because at the end of the day, what's the first joke you gonna have? The Rihanna joke, my nigga? I was 17. I'm 27 now. You can get a grown man ass whooping. But go buy Party on iTunes. We're gonna keep the positivity going. And we ain't gonna kill this
Chris,
nigga.
You done fucked up, nigga.
Yeah, I accept your challenge. Get Adrian Broner on the phone. I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. But first of all, nigga, you wanna lie, nigga? Imaginary beef, nigga? What? You must ain't know I was recording the whole conversation, you pussy ass nigga. You FaceTime me from your tour bus with all niggas in the back of your head pumping your head up, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Fruittown Paru? I am from Fruittown Paru. I'm about to go to the hood right now and film my hood. You can't come to my hood, nigga. It's over with, nigga. Shout out Puka, nigga. Shout out Waxstar, nigga. You know what the fuck going on, Chris? You a bitch, nigga. You beat up Rihanna. She came to my concert in L.A. You got mad. You called me. Why she at your concert? You at your concert. You know what I'm saying? You got mad. You a bitch. You got mad about Rihanna. You beat her up. So she felt bad. Nigga, I felt bad. You beat her up, so I chilled with her. Now, Karrueche picture left a comment. Now you call my phone and say you want to fight me? All right, keep playing with me, bitch-ass nigga. I'm going to put the fucking video out of you on FaceTime. And I got your Texas, bitch.
It's getting a little repetitive at this point. We're about out of time. This looks good, though. Soulja Boy gets shoved while flexing through a blood neighborhood on Instagram Live. And there's all kinds of shit going on. I'm just missing. WorldStarHipHop.com.
Hey, Big Soulja ain't going to catch no fame because I'm worth too many M's, you dig? Hey, what's going on, man? They say Soulja ain't from the hood. Hey, they say Soulja ain't from the hood.
Get off me, though. Oh, man, that's like me, though. What's happening?
He went up to put his arm around some dude, and the guy threw his arm off and pushed him.
Man, who phone is it? My brother's
phone. That's my phone, nigga. That's my phone. That's my phone.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
It better not be Bloods. No, Froze, nigga. Like I said.
No. Bloods.
Stop all that weird ass since you got crazy, nigga.
These Bloods. People still doing that gang shit? That's fucking hilarious. This gotta be good. Los Angeles Blood Gang members call out Soulja Boy for falsely claiming their set. I guess you don't do that. You don't claim the blood set. It's a bad thing.
I'll cut it. Let me know when you. Okay, cut it. Soulja Boy, blood. Pa, motherfucker, rule. Time out, cut
hey,
it.
Man.
You ain't from the hood, none. You ain't came to the hood, none. Nah, you ain't man. Did nothing, none. Stop it, blood. Be pa. Stop it. Pa, hey, stop flexing, nigga. Hey, we really from the hood, though. We ready for the hood, though. Hey, shout out to my nigga Chris Brown, man. Shout out to my nigga Chris Brown. Fucks with you, man. Shout out to CP. Soulja Boy, you ain't from the hood. No.
Who the fuck? Who gave you permission, man?
Get home,
who the fuck? Yeah, nigga. You got the hood.
Stop
it. Everybody's really proud of being from the hood. I grew up in the quote-unquote hood, or at least close to it. I don't see the attraction from the hood. You ain't from the hood. Why? Because he's got money? Because he actually fucking made something of his life? He's not at some stupid party with his boys who are also unemployed? Talking about the hood and repping the hood? You'd be repping your GED, motherfucker.
Stop it, man. Shout out to my nigga Bobby Love, man. Free swag and shout out to Hop Out, man. Hey, man, you don't show up. Niggas gonna be waiting under your transmission, waiting for you, blood.
Hey.
What? You ain't from the hood, nigga. You ain't from the hood. We is from the hood, but you ain't from the hood. Fucking retarded. We'll do one last thing. Ex-pastor speaks on leaving the church, says he doesn't think the Bible is real. WorldStarHipHop.com. I don't know how long this is, but we'll do some of it. Should be interesting.
Hey, everybody.
Yo.
I put up a post yesterday on Facebook that said, what if the Bible is not the Word of God? Needless to say, people were appalled by it, disgusted even. I'm quoting them, okay? They say they've seen me preach, they have seen me cry, they have seen me minister, they have seen me with my hands raised, loving Jesus. And that's true. I was a preacher, I was a minister, I was a dancer, all these things. I was a gospel rapper.
It's my background too.
But if I can do all these things and you witness my sincerity while I was doing these things, don't you think I must have came across something sincere? Something that's so valid that it shook my belief, even when I didn't want it to. So you say you're going to pray for me. You don't think I prayed? You don't think I begged this Jesus I grew up believing in to just show me the validity? You don't think I researched and tried to prove?
I did not receive that prayer. It might have went to my spam folder.
That this Bible was no doubt the inspired word of God. I tried, and it's just not true.
You dissing my book, homie?
Okay. So it comes a time in every man's life, nigga, when he has to make a choice. I understand that there's a lot of people who saw me be Christian.
I'm going to start talking like that wherever I go now. Use a bitch. Use on FaceTime, nigga.
Who saw me love Jesus, pray to Jesus, worship Jesus. I understand that. But to all of you people that I love dearly, I have to tell you, I am making a choice to stand on what I now know to be truth. And if you don't want to be my friend anymore, then you were never my friend to begin with. If you don't want to be my brother, my sister anymore, then you were never that.
All right, you can go see the rest of that on World Star Hip Hop. I got to get out of here. I'm running out of time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You're all awesome. Keep spreading the word about sternjesus.net. See you next Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time. BJ Sex Hippie loves Jesus. Stoner Jesus. You should too. I get beef with somebody. Preferably a rapper. I'll get on Twitter and start some beef. I'll make cool videos of going World Star Hip Hop and I'll be famous. Fuck yeah. Thanks everybody for listening. See y'all next week. I said, keep spreading the word about sternjesus.net. More giveaways coming soon. A lot more video stuff. Subscribe on YouTube, on Facebook, Facebook Live, Periscope of Sternjesus 420. Go check us out on all those. You all are awesome. Peace, bitches.